And we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Got a number of things going on here in the region and elsewhere in the province. And we appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. Always good to be back.
Well, the big story we saw in the province this week was the Premier Jason Kenney announcing the reopening plan for the province of Alberta. And, you know, certainly a number of things people around here are excited to see. I guess, Dan, first of all, your take on this kind of plan the Premier's laid out here.
This is terrific news. I think every Albertan is pretty happy to be open for summer, ready to go. And for clarity, this is summer and forever going forward. We have no plans in going back. The Premier was just talking to some party members yesterday and made it abundantly clear that this is open for good. Barring some catastrophe, some, you know, crazy act of God, we are moving forward, and we are out of this. And I know many of my constituents and folks in the Peace River area will be very happy to hear that before the end of June, in all likelihood, we will have zero restrictions. And starting this weekend, we're going to see an increase of churches to the same capacity as retail, mosques, temples, same thing. We're going to see on the first of the month coming up, a number of different personal services opening up, outdoor gatherings, other things moving forward. And then by the middle of the month, we'll see another increase. By the end of the month, we will see Alberta open like we were before. It's not a new normal. It is just your normal, what you're used to, going back to it. So I'm very excited about this, and I'm very, very appreciative of a very honest approach here. The Premier and the Emergency Cabinet looked at the data and said, we're good to go. We are in a spot where we can open up. We can open up safely, and we can do it quickly. And we will be one of the first provinces opening up, and I believe probably the most aggressive plan in the country based on the science of what we can do. And that means we're free to open up for open for summer.
And of course, one of the big factors of that reopening and some of the stages of that has been sort of tied to the vaccination rates around the province. In most areas, it's going pretty good, but unfortunately, up here in the Northwest, we're probably maybe a little bit behind some other areas of the province that some people elsewhere, I think, are taking some criticisms of us up here in the Northwest. But I guess, Dan, why don't you kind of explain the situation we got up here, and I guess kind of sort of defend the people as to why we might be maybe a little bit behind the rest of the province in this area.
Well, I'll first say that it's a province-wide metric. It's not meant to be interpreted region by region. Of course, you can go look at a map and see how your region's doing and where you're at, but it's a province-wide metric. Secondly, this government has been incredibly clear. We encourage folks to get vaccinated, but we will not force anyone. And everyone has the right to look into it for themselves and make the decisions they want to make when it comes to their health surrounding vaccinations. And they're incredibly accessible. If you want to get one, you're welcome to it. Now, you will see that there are lower numbers, and it could be due to a number of factors. I'll refer you to an answer that Dr. Hinshaw gave, I think it was Wednesday this last week, on exactly this question. And there's everything that could be a factor from the uptake in the local communities all the way to a certain lag in reporting of vaccinations, other means of immunity, whether that be through travel, international. There are a number of snowbirds that got vaccinated in the United States who live in our constituency. There are a number of folks who have a certain amount of immunity, natural immunity, that does exist, and they have immunity that way. And there are also a number of factors considering the demographic of our constituency. So for the Peace River constituency, or for the local geographic area and high level up north, we see that children under 17 is about 40% of the population compared to a provincial average, which is about 22. And it's a much younger population at the other side, too. 6% is over 65, whereas something around 15% of the province is over 65. So there are demographic differences, and every area is going to be unique and different in their own way.
Very good explanation there, and we know you've been busy on a number of things recently, including work on some of the expanding of palliative care support. I know this is something that you've been working with Health Minister Tyler Shander on. We've seen some recent announcements on some of the expansion of palliative care support. Why don't you kind of take us through what's all been happening there?
Right. So, I mean, a number of important announcements coming out, and the most recent of which in palliative care is important. Now, I know this topic can be difficult for a lot of folks, and it can be a scary thing, but it's important for us as Albertans to deal with. We want Albertans to be able to have comfort when they're dealing with a life-limiting illness. That means wherever you are in the healthcare system, that palliative care and end-of-life care will be there to support you. So one of those things that we've done is we've expanded government-sponsored coverage for the cost associated with pre-filled syringes. It makes it easier for folks, especially for those who are receiving medication and palliative care in a home setting, to be able to get the medication that they need so that they can continue to have comfort and they can be a mother or a father or a brother or a sister again instead of a patient and understand that the end of life or palliative care at any point in life can be a difficult time but can be also a wonderful time when they receive the care that they need. So this work is incredibly important for Albertans. And this is just one of the many different programs that we're doing with an unprecedented $20 million commitment we made during the platform to support palliative care, to help Albertans be able to live in comfort no matter where they are in that spectrum of care in Alberta.
And we've also seen recently this week the legislature are returning to sessions. I believe it's going to be going until, I want to say June 17th is the day that this session will wrap up. I guess in these kind of next few weeks you're on doing stuff in the legislature, what are kind of some of the things that you're going to be sort of really kind of pushing for to get done in there?
Well, there's a number of different exciting pieces of legislation we're bringing forward. Yes, the legislature's back. And Albertans will be proud to see that we've worked more days and harder in the legislature and doing our jobs as MLAs than any other legislature in the province, maybe even in the whole Commonwealth. We have continued on. We only took 3 weeks during this last peak where we didn't do in-person legislating and we delayed our in-person work in the chamber. Coming up, we have two bills that I'm particularly excited about, platform commitments. One of them is recall legislation. We made a commitment to Albertans that not just for MLAs, but municipal leaders, school board trustees, if you're in an elected position in the province, then there's the ability with appropriate thresholds to be able to recall individuals. And I think this is an important commitment that that we made as conservatives. We are fundamentally a democratic party, and we have a huge amount of respect for our democratic institutions. That means deferring to the people to make decisions, and that is included in recall legislation. So that's going to be voted on, and of course I'll be voting for recall legislation to put even more authority and power in the hands of Albertans. The other piece of legislation I'm very excited about is going to be citizen-initiated referendum. So if there's an important issue to Albertans, they want to put it to the top of the conversation in our province, they can get sufficient signatures across the province and bring that forward to a referendum. And there are going to be another number of referendum questions coming up in this municipal election, and it will give Albertans a taste of what's going to be what it's going to be like to be able to ask these questions very directly to Albertans. And this piece of legislation, this citizen-initiated referendum, because what we'll have this fall in the municipal elections will be government-initiated. Some potential items that could be on there would include the possibility of getting rid of daylight savings time, whether you want to move your clock an hour forward, an hour back, every 6 months. There's other questions that came out of the Fair Deal panel, including possibility of a provincial police force, the possibility of an Alberta pension plan, a number of other ideas as well. None of these decisions have been made final yet. That will happen sometime in the coming month where we'll see what will be on that referendum. But this legislation we're passing will allow citizens to have their say in what's included in referendum as well. So I'm very much looking forward to those two pieces of legislation.
And finally, of course, as we try to hopefully get out of the pandemic here, of course, we've seen the reopening stuff from earlier this week. And I've been talking with some cabinet ministers over the last few weeks, and a lot of them have talked about the kind of big things for the province coming out of the pandemic, and also even sort of our region of the province as well. What do you kind of see as sort of benefits for the region as we work our way out of COVID here?
I think we're in incredibly well positioned in Alberta, and particularly in Alberta's north. We see that the way that the federal government has spent as though they invented money, printing it like crazy, that our resource-based economy in the north of Alberta is going to be the bedrock of Alberta's and Canada's economy going forward. We see a booming American economy, particularly in housing and others, that that will drive a need for resources such as lumber. And we all see the price of lumber going up for a number of different factors. Oil and gas is doing very well right now. We see canola prices higher than they've been, I think, in record history. This just highlights how well-positioned Alberta is. But when we say the best summer ever for Alberta, I'm not just talking about all the things we're going to do, having barbecues with these restrictions lifted, being able to see families again, having team sports play again. We're going to be able to go into a stadium of 20, 30,000 people, no problem, no masks, all that, yes. But also, we are well-positioned economically to come out of this and fulfill the commitments that we made as a government, which are jobs, economy, and pipelines. We will see our economy and jobs in the north in a better spot than we've been in a long time. Added to that are all the government projects. We're finishing up, I think, a $40 million renovation on the Peace River Bridge, the old bridge. We're looking at even more construction. I think it's over $80 million in my constituency of highway work being done. We are looking at a near $200 billion project for a bridge crossing the Peace River. At some point, we have to continue working on moving that one forward and working with local stakeholders. Of course, we have a number of different projects, multiple schools. We have Manning, we have Fort Vermilion, we have Blue Hills, we have Peace River, Catherine Vaughan. So there are a lot of reasons to be excited. We're going to see a huge amount of activity in our constituency, and folks are going to be in a very good position in Peace Country to take advantage of what will be the Alberta advantage over this this recovery that we have.
That's always definitely no shortage of things to talk about up in our region of the province. Peace River MLA Dan Williams, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
I'm always happy to join you. Enjoy the weekend and get ready for the best summer you've had.